let's get started. On to talking about the second episode of season one of The Walking Dead. Telltale Game, I guess. Not the series. Which I'd be more than happy to talk about that, but right now we're talking about the video game. It's been about 3 days since I played this, so I might need some reminders of what's going on. So we start out at the motorhome. We're helping, I think, to build this fence, I think. That needs to be built.
I thought we started in the woods.
Oh, we did start in the woods, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did start in the woods with the new guy, which I was like, who's this?
Who are you?
I was like, wait a minute, I don't remember this guy from this. And I started second-guessing myself because I was like, how bad is my memory that I can't remember this guy from last week? But you're not supposed to because he wasn't there. So, I guess Telltale was like, hey, let's just introduce a new character and no explanation why or who he is or nothing. We're just going to drop him in the second episode. Going to take him right there. Only give the explanation that he brought food. From where? We don't know.
Yeah, Air Force.
It was what?
He was Air Force. He came from the base.
Oh, so he came. I know he was Air Force, but so he actually just came from the base?
Yeah.
It sounded like some of the group went to the Air Force base and he was able to get them into the commissary.
Where did I miss? God, okay, great. Hi, there I go. I'm not listening to characters in the game, obviously.
Yeah, because he had mentioned something about, I think he was like regretting opening the door or something like that.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah, they mentioned that, and I was like, I don't know. I don't get that. But okay, yeah. So new guy, you're in the forest. Was there any big decisions in the forest, or?
Do you chop the guy's leg off, or do you?
Oh yeah, the teacher and the kids.
Yep.
So what did everyone do? Did you chop the guy's leg off, or no?
What did you do, Nandi?
I tried to open the trap first, or like
yes,
just because like I knew we were gonna have to chop the leg off because look, I happen to be carrying an axe.
Oh yes,
what's gonna happen.
Exactly.
But I did try and open the trap.
And it was in the preview too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, see, I forgot about that. Yeah.
It would have trapped me.
Yeah, I just. You what?
The way the preview made it look was like, I thought you were going to chop him in the head. Like, I don't want to turn into a zombie. Just do it now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was just like. But I didn't make it very far in this episode.
Yeah. And why didn't you make it very far in the episode, Michelle?
I fell asleep.
Oh, wow.
You got bored.
Let it be hard.
I would sleep right to the zombie apocalypse because I did.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty, yeah, it's pretty incredible. I too. I mean, there is a way. Did everyone chop the guy's leg off?
Yeah, I chopped it off. I think my first playthrough, knowing that. I think I played through the first time. I was like, all right, let's get right down to business. Let's start chopping.
Oh, Frank's like, just get this thing done. Just get it done.
There are zombies coming. There ain't time to
chit-chat here. We need to get out of here. Standard, did you chop his leg off?
Yeah. I think the first time I played it, I just went right for the leg. The second time I played through it, I tried to do the chain, and then I'm like... Wait, what am I doing? I know I have to chop his leg off anyway. So.
I love that you just went right for the leg. You're just like, well, sorry, guys. Bam.
Yep.
Get it over with. There is a way, though, because that's a decision. Like, at the end, it says, you and so many players chopped the teacher's leg off. So there is a way that you don't have to chop his leg off. Well, is it leaving him?
I would imagine that, because like you end up leaving one of the other students that gets bit. So I guess it's like there's a timer running that you don't see, and the game's like, all right, you didn't do it by X time. Dead. And then Kenny's like, we have to get out of here. I don't know, but I imagine.
Yeah.
I checked the stat. It was 43% chopped the leg off. So we're on the, I guess, the wrong side of stats.
Well, on my stat, it said you and 84% of players chopped his leg off.
Uh-oh. Really? Whoa!
They're lying to us. Okay.
Telltale is just throwing numbers out there now.
Yep. They got an RNG in the background. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I felt bad. I mean, because like I knew. I was like, if I chop this guy's leg off, that's a big like. That's someone has to know how to take care of this wound. Like no one. You can't just, like, mend a guy after his leg's getting chopped off not knowing what you're doing. And I was like, I don't know if Katya back here is going to be able, back at the camp, is going to be able to put that, is going to be able to fix that. But, desperate time, so I thought, well, maybe. He'll make a miraculous recovery. He'll be fine. It's just a flesh wound, after all. But, no, he bit the bullet. Done. Went kind of quietly.
No dark night, that's for sure.
I'm a nurse in real life, and I was an EMT for 5 years before that. And so I was like, where's the like the tourniquet option first, and then then we can cut it, or like
he had the belt wrapped around his leg.
Yeah, and I saw that once. I was already cutting on it, and I was like, oh, that's good.
Which was already pre there. Like he was waiting for his leg to be cut off. He knew it.
Yeah.
He acted all surprised and worried, but he knew. He knew. Yeah.
Of course, I was thinking to myself, why do we have to go so high? It's only trapping on his ankle. We could have taken it at the ankle.
That's true.
At aim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually aiming for your head. Well, I guess we'll just take a leg.
Which actually wouldn't be surprising because you know, he's kind of clumsy.
Yeah.
I mean, he does drop things about 20 times before, and you have to keep picking them up and yeah.
Probably having flashbacks to when he had to kill his brother with the same axe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Good
point.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then the other student dies. He's gone.
Yeah.
He lived very shortly in the in the game. You're left with Ben.
Nobody can run straight in the woods. I don't know what it is. They all, you know.
Yeah, there were times in this game where I'm just like, these people are not reacting fast enough. Like they stand around, they look, and they're like, oh god, oh no, and then 2 minutes later it seems they're just like, okay, let's run, let's get out of here. You know, so
it's not like these zombies are running. I mean, they're called the Walking Dead, not the Sprinting Dead.
Well, true, but they're, you know,
this is not 28 days later.
So
yeah. Exactly. I was just gonna say.
So I finally found what happens if you don't chop the leg off.
Ooh, yeah.
So you leave David behind, but Travis goes for Mark's gun, and then Mark accidentally shoots him, and then they take Travis back to the motel to get work done.
So you don't have Ben, you have Travis.
No, you have Ben too, but Travis goes for the gun, but then he gets shot. And then you take him back, and then he turns into a zombie.
But the teacher still stays?
Teacher stays and gets eaten by a zombie.
Gotcha.
Got it.
So it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Someone's got to die, obviously. The second episode requires several blood sacrifices. To appease the zombie gods. So you get back to the camp, you know, good old teacher guy dies. And, but in the meantime, you are given the task. I think this is the next thing to happen. You're given the task to pass out the food. Yeah, so you have 4 rations. Who did you guys choose to give them to, and why?
I'll go. Obviously, Clementine. And I did Duck because Duck is a 3-for-1.
Yeah,
you give, you give food to Duck, and that makes, the mother and the father happy.
Exactly.
So that was an easy one. And I gave it to Larry because Larry's a 2-for-1. You give it to Larry, that makes Lily happy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this time I in the previous, my first playthrough, I gave it to Mark right away, but this time I tried to give it to the Duck's mother, and she refuses. I mean, she says, I'm busy. All right, the heck with you then. I gave it to Mark.
Yeah.
So that was my 4.
Okay, cool.
I think our favorite thing to do was to just ask people if they wanted food and then cancel.
I forgot you could do that.
Well, their eyebrows, they're like, oh, you're like, no, never mind. Yeah. Just kidding.
I cannot do that.
The icon of the hand was meaning a handout. So like, what's this do? Hey, do you want some food? I'm like, oh no, I'm not gonna give to him. Exit. Oh, sad.
I didn't even like talking to people. I wasn't gonna give food. Like I was like, no, I'm not even walking around you. I'm walking the other way. I don't want you to see this food in my hand. Bye.
So you're walking around with that pile of food talking to people. And they're looking down at you while you're making small talk. Mm-hmm.
I talked to everyone before I got the food.
Nah. No, I had the food the whole time. I went and I talked to everybody.
Wow.
I did. I was similar. I gave it to Clementine and Duck. Tried to give it to his mom, and then I gave it to his dad. One for myself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I gave it to the kids because that, you know, I there's just no, you know. And then I gave it to Larry because, like Frank, yes, he's a curmudgeon and he's an idiot, but he is old. He is probably the oldest in the group. And he's valuable in that, you know, he's 2 people. He's his daughter and his himself. So if you get both of them, like his daughter wasn't accepted. Like I probably would have given it to her if she was like down, if she would let me. But she was like up on her high RV, looking down on everyone. So I gave it to Larry, and then, because Mark was being such a whiny butt about being so hungry, like the first half hour of the game, I was like, here, take this, shut up, and, you know, eat. And then plus he was probably, you know, God rest his soul, the best looking in the group. And it was also,
he was delicious.
Considerate his final meal as well. So, yeah. But poor Mark.
Poor Mark. I fed Clementine and Duck, and then I wanted to give the beef jerky to the teacher, actually, because, again, my nurse was like, you need protein for wound healing. And then I was like, you can't feed him. They won't let you. And Katya doesn't want it. So I gave Lily something, and then I gave Larry the cheese and crackers, which, thinking about it now, I probably contributed to his heart attack with the cholesterol. Yay.
Too much salt.
I did.
Clogging those arteries.
Yeah.
I fed Clem, Duck, and Kenny, and it was great because as I'm walking by the RV, Lily's like, "Oh, it looks like you're playing favorites," and I'm just thinking, oh. "You're damn right I am." and then just out of spite, I gave Larry the crackers.
But not his daughter.
I gave Larry an apple. So
yeah, that's what I did. The apple.
I gave Clem the apple, and she said, "Oh, it's my favorite."
Oh
yeah.
And then she asked if there was more.
Yes.
Oh, she asked if there was more apples?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was only half an apple.
Oh, it was only half an apple. Well, that wasn't that much to feed Larry then, but good for him. I'm glad it was only half an apple.
Well, no, I gave that to Clem.
Well, I know, but I'm saying in my case, I gave Larry the apple, and I'm happy about that now because there's only half of one. And he's probably like, "What the heck is this? Giving me half the apple. We probably ate the other half."
If you give Duck the apple, he's like, "This is great. Do we have any peanut butter?" And you're like, do you think we have peanut butter? And he's like,
"I guess not."
Oh, poor Duck. Poor Duck. Duck, as his own father exclaimed, Duck is about as smart as a bag of ham. Which is now my favorite comparison to, my favorite thing to say.
He was super obnoxious to begin with, but he's still alive, so why is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
For me, he was anyway. I don't think he can die. At least not yet.
Who can die?
Duck can't die. Well, he's still alive, I think, for everybody at the end of episode 2.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any... Yeah, he's miraculously stayed alive, so.
Just checking.
Yeah, no, he has a lot of people looking out for him because he's a kid. What?
For themselves?
Nope.
What did you say?
All like,
anybody else.
Keep no, eating. I did not, no.
So I'm the only one. I'm the only jerk.
Yeah, I totally pocketed that food.
Yeah, confirmed.
Oh, the whole food thing? Offering people food and turning it, then saying no?
You have the option of keeping one yourself.
Oh, keeping one yourself? Oh, yeah, no, I felt like I mean, he considered it towards the end, and I was like, no, you're a hefty, strong man. You're fine.
I'm the star of this show. I need to eat.
Yeah.
I need to eat. This is mine. Eat it right in front of Duck. Sorry, Duck. This is mine.
But it sure is good.
It's so good.
Well, Lee, when he's out in the woods, like, Lee, if you're kind of like defending Lily to Kevin, I guess, is he the new guy in the woods? Lee says, like, Lily understands that adults need to eat too, since we're the ones out going and hunting and protecting everybody and doing the work. And yes, but I still fed both the kids.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's probably, definitely. It was definitely a hard decision though. It was definitely something that I was like, I need to think about this. I need to think about who I want to feed because, trying to think. So you give everyone the food. What's the big thing that happens after that?
Then Katja says that the person's gone.
Oh yeah. Turns into a zombie?
Yep.
All of a sudden. And we still can't fight or crap. Still almost get bitten.
Yeah.
By the dude in the back of a truck in the middle of our safe zone.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and so something glitched out with my game, too, to where, like, at first, like, I was bit. Because I failed that one a couple of times. Because there was a point where you had to press the arrows, and I just wasn't you had to like move back and forth to shake them off, and I wasn't quite getting what it was telling me to do, so I was like, I was pressing like, I don't know, different keys, and then so it started over, you know, because I failed, and it started back at the beginning of the fight, and it, the camera angle was like back, and so I was watching myself like fight off this zombie, and I'm like halfway in a truck with like my legs going through the bed of the truck, and like it, things are going crazy, and so yeah, that was interesting. But yeah
that was like the slowest fight off the zombie ever. Like, I don't know what he was doing, but I would have been like somersaulting out of the back to get away.
Oh yeah he was moving pretty slow to get away from that truck and away from that zombie. But and what was the next big thing?
Dairy farmers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah the guys are there, the boys, the brothers. Oh,
whatever. Dan and Andy. Oh,
horror movies to know, but that farm, I know. I knew it. I've seen The Road. I've seen enough scary films. Is it farmers?
Yeah.
The bandits. Before or after?
Yeah, the bandits is when you're at the farm, right?
On your way.
Yeah, you're on your way, and then also at the farm.
Yeah, they shoot them. Yeah, the one guy shoots the other bandit right there in front of you. Pretty much. I mean, they don't see you, but you can clearly see it happening.
Yeah, and they committed a mortal sin. They forgot to pick up the... when they did the cutscene as they're walking away, I'm like, there's a crossbow right there.
Seriously? He left it, and I was like, can we go? No, we can't. Okay.
Nope, that's when you get that crossbow.
I'll hang on to my axe. It's fine.
Just gonna sit there.
Survival 101. Every round counts. Yep.
It's waiting for Daryl to come along to pick it up. That's what's happening there. But
then we come to the land of paradise of milk and honey.
Milk and electricity.
Yeah. So suspicious. I was so suspicious. I was like, there is something, like, these people are being, and I don't know who has watched the television show, but I was like, you learn, and that's what I was telling Michelle earlier, because she has not watched the TV show, but I was telling her, I said, you learn to, like, suspect anyone who's nice. Like, anyone who's, like, super nice, you're like, there's another motive here. I know it. Mm-hmm. I absolutely know it. Because then, the show does that all the time, because then when people are being genuine, and you find out that they are just being nice, you're like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, there's actually a person left in the world. So, yeah, and from the beginning. But then, like, halfway through, like, your stay there, and you're helping them, I'm like, I kept going back and forth, and it was driving me insane, because, like, I would go at moments being like, there's something really suspicious about this farm. They're being too nice. They're going to kill us. And then, like, 5 seconds later, I'm like, maybe they are just being nice. Maybe it's just a good family. Like, maybe, like, you know, but then they would say something. Like, they would say something, like, the mother especially would say things sometimes where I'd be like, I don't think so. Like, there's something, yeah.
It's
but
always,
anyway.
It's always the mother being the ringleader, too.
So weird.
I was suspicious actually until I talked to the mom, and she was like, oh, you know, so and so, the dad wouldn't, you know, it's a shame that, you know, he wouldn't want us to live like this, blah, blah, blah. And I think that happened like after we had the attack with the bandits.
Yeah. Where
Kevin got shot, and I was like, aw, sad.
Yeah.
And then I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, around that time, I was beginning to drink the water. I was like, like maybe these people are just nice people. Like maybe this will be good. This will be fine.
Mm-hmm. I was like, so one of your boys looks like Lurch. It's okay. Like, you got bad genetics. It's fine. Nope.
And when the guy was, like, talking to his gun, like, it was, like...
Oh, no. Then I was like, uh-uh.
Then you knew.
Because that's after we had gone out scouting. And, yeah. No.
And found the, quote-unquote, like...
The bandit lady.
Bandit lady. Poor thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was super strange. It was super weird. So you get the farm... Lovely, huge house. They're selling you the goods, you know.
Good to build that swing.
Yeah, the swing.
I didn't build it.
Wow.
But what's his face? The non creepy looking guy actually ends up building it.
Yeah. I was going to. I had the supplies on me. Like I just went up and lifted the supplies from their stuff. Like I was like, yeah, this would be good to build this swing. But then I did something where the story continued and what's his name showed up. He was like, oh, I built that swing for you kids.
Yeah.
Like, darn it. I was going to be the hero.
Yeah, I found the board, but I didn't find any rope. And then we
the
left.
The rope was in the chest on the porch.
Oh, I didn't go up to the house beforehand. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost missed it. Yeah, I almost missed it. And I forget. I know there's a rope here somewhere. Where is it? I finally found the rope and I fixed the swing set. But I'm going to say, Chris, if there was a broken doghouse, you probably would have fixed it.
Oh, definitely.
Of course.
Yeah. So what happens when you fix the swing?
Oh, it's I think you get a plus moment with Clem. Because you push her on the swing.
Oh, you
and you have a nice little reassuring chat.
You actually can do that even if you don't build even if what's his name builds a swing. Or at least I did.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you end up building
you're just a better person overall if you build a swing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So was everyone kind of suspicious of the house when you first got on it?
Yeah.
From the first moment those guys walked down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so as soon as you saw them? Yeah. Yeah, kind of me too. I was like, I don't trust. Yeah, these guys can go and do something else.
It seemed to make sense that the whole point of this episode was to get to that farm, so trying to avoid, interacting with them at all. And
it
didn't work so
well. Oh, sure. Mason, you're just like, no, don't talk to him. No, just look away.
Maybe it's okay at this point because this is bad.
You're trying to get your character to, like, look away from, like, destruction.
Yeah, it's like,
don't make eye contact.
Yeah, no eye contact.
So
nope.
Did you...
Oh, yeah, I got no gas.
So did you try and tell, because I know it gave you a choice on, like, going with the guys or not, so you chose not to go with them, but yet it's still...
Oh, I still chose to because I knew that it wouldn't make a difference. It's like, all right, I just get moving on. But I'm like, man, if I felt like there's a thing...
Yeah.
Part of the whole thing, so it's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a stupid... And that whole farm setup is the stupidest thing. But again, like we mentioned last week, if you're looking at the whole like timeline of incidents, it is it's still a fairly new post breakout society. So there, people are still, you still have people that are like, yeah, we can keep this thing going with just an electric fence around the property. Nothing will go wrong.
It's been at least a couple months.
Which is still pretty, pretty young, though. Still pretty young. You get into, like, if 2-3 years down the road, that would not fly. But, yeah.
Yeah, so, after a couple of years, it's fire a warning shot, and then...
Yeah.
Fire into you.
Yeah, for sure. But... They were really happy about their fence, and yeah. And when you started asking them about the helpers, like I forgot who you were talking to, and you could ask like, so what about your farmhands? And they were like, oh, they just, you know, a few of them went back to find their families, and I'm like, all of them? Like,
yeah, sure they did.
All of them either died or went back for their families. Like, no one was like, hey, let me stay on this farm and help out and stay in a safe place.
I helped out.
They helped out. They helped kill their belly what they did.
Like, if you worked on a farm and your family lived like 45 minutes away and you saw on the news that awful things are happening in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You're probably going to leave.
Oh, sure. Sure.
In the initial.
Yeah. You probably have people in there that maybe didn't have families, you know, or they were like states away or something. I don't know. But.
Migrant workers.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's Georgia. So we probably have. Exactly. You probably still have illegal immigrant issues.
Yeah, they wouldn't even know. Like, they would just be like, this is like, they're thinking this is crazy, like something crazy is going on. So, you know, but you could also tell from their eyes. You know, if you look at their eyes, people who are cannibals in TV shows, movies and games, like they always have like sunken in, like darkened eyes. No kidding. I am not joking. Like, and I saw their eyes. I was like, you know, they kind of look, they look like cannibals. They just look like them. So, yeah. They're always like pale. Yeah.
I wasn't thinking cannibals at first, like when you were looking around the farm, because whenever you try to go up to the barn and he's like, hey, just... We'll look at the barn after you go fix my fence. Then I was thinking like, for those of you that haven't seen the show, I won't say anything, but like what happened with a barn in the show? Like it was going to go that direction instead of this direction. And I was like,
So then you go, the bandits attack. Like, after you, well, you're helping fix the fence. I don't think anything, like, big happens there. But bandits attack.
Kevin gets shot. And then we have to push the tractor. The new guy gets shot in the... Mark, sorry.
That's okay. I forgot his name until, like, I think Frank or Chris mentioned it earlier. But...
What's that?
Oh, poor Mark. But so Mark gets off the shoulder, gets taken inside.
Second playthrough, as the arrow hits him in the shoulder, I was like, and that wraps it up for Mark.
Poor Mark. But before all that, you go with the brothers to the camp. With the boxes, which was an interesting story of being like, I don't know. Something caught my attention, like with the whole like Save Lots boxes that they had and then they had the dairy farm boxes, and he was like, oh yeah, that's stuff that we probably gave them, and you find the little tape recorder before all Hades breaks loose and the crazy woman.
Yeah, that was a big tip off when the other guy wanted to see the tape recorder real fast.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh nope, it's all downhill.
yep. Like, yep. This is my suspicions were correct. But I don't really understand, like, fast forwarding to the end when you actually, I think the episode actually closes out on what you watch in the tape recorder. It's actually, I mean, it doesn't incriminate, does it incriminate them? I mean, the brothers and the farm?
No, so what it was is that, what's his face there, wasn't sure what she had on the camera, but she knew what they were doing, So he wanted to make sure that what they were doing didn't get out.
True. Okay, that makes sense. Because I was like, because in the end, I was like, well, that doesn't really incriminate the brothers or the farm. But, and he was really concerned about it. But, yeah, that poor woman. Poor woman.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what does everybody think that did her little girl happen to have the same hat as Clementine, or did she actually take the hat off of Clementine? I couldn't make up my mind.
Took the hat, and I think it was more of the, you know, her daughter was taken away. She's gone crazy. She stumbles upon the motor inn, sees a little girl, and kind of pretends that the little girl is her girl. So
yeah. Yeah. So she just found a way to, I don't know, somehow get the hat.
Yeah.
Was Clementine missing it in the beginning?
Yes. Yeah, she asked you to help you find her hat.
Yes.
When you're back at the motor inn. So, yeah, like when you're going around talking to everyone, you ask her, like, how she's doing. She said, I lost my hat. So... you say that you'll look for it, but, yeah. So,
did anyone kill the woman, or did everybody let creepy brother kill the lady? In the...
I let creepy brother.
Mm-hmm. Creepy bro for the win.
I didn't want the creepy brother to kill her. I wanted her to be, I don't know. I mean, I figured eventually she'd probably end up.
Well, you're getting information out of her too.
What?
You're getting information out of her too.
Yeah. 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 You were talking to her and then brother all of a sudden just, you know, shoots her because because he probably knows that at some point she's going to say, oh, because she's about ready to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like she was about ready to be like, you know, something. She pointed at him and then bam. Like, so.
I just want to, then you go back to the barn. The real, yeah. I was laughing my head off with the salt lick.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Did you lick it? No.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Aww.
Think about it, and she did. She did.
She totally did.
Yeah, she totally
did. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's like, it tastes yucky. And he was like, well, how would you know? Did you lick it? No.
I don't know.
Right.
I'm just saying.
No, I thought for sure that cow was going to be like a zombie cow.
Yeah.
Because he was like, yeah, our cow's sick in the barn. I was like, oh.
Apparently it was just pregnant.
Because the dairy farmer would have no idea what a pregnant cow looks like.
I know.
Right. Let alone, where's the bull?
Well, it's, I don't know what cow gestation has been.
That's true. Like, it could have been years.
Probably not years, but a season.
Hold on. I wonder.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then it was super weird with the one cow, too. They were just kind of, you know, which was just. I mean, but they were at one time a dairy farm. So, but I guess they.
And in order to be a dairy farm, like, you have to keep your cows, like, get your cows pregnant every year so they keep making milk. And so.
Exactly.
You, dairy farmers would be able to have their cows birth babies by them, like, just with the farmer's help.
Yeah.
Maybe they were worried and they didn't say, like, she's sick and she's pregnant. Like, we understand both things are separate.
Anyone that actually worked on a dairy farm must have lost their mind when they got to that part.
No.
Rage quitting on. 283 days, by the way.
Okay, so, but still, so probably, I don't know what time of year the outbreak happened. 83
days? Yeah, 3 months since the outbreak, so yeah, plenty of time to
get for her to be pregnant beforehand, yeah.
That's crazy, that's a long, that's how long they carry the...
Yeah. Well, if you think about, like, seasonal, like, cows would get pregnant in the fall.
Yeah, I guess.
And then deliver in the spring, probably.
Wow. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah,
but it seems, this sense. Seems, from just, like, what people are wearing in the story, though, this seems like it would have happened, like, in the spring or summer, and then second episode is, like, fall or winter, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe people that make video games don't know about cow gestation.
We should write a letter. I know this game is about 5 years old, but
there's a problem.
I think we should talk about cow gestation. Telltale.
So, how long did it take everybody to find the tool in the toolbox? First time through, it took me forever.
Shoot me in the face. Like, it took me... That was the one point, I think I was telling Michelle, there was one point that I just kind of wandered around for, like, 15, 20 minutes, wondering, like, trying to do something. That was it. I was trying to find that stupid... No, but I found the tool. What was it that I needed? Was the tool that I was looking for? I was looking for something, and I just kept... Oh, I didn't know. I couldn't figure out how to keep him. Like, I just...
Oh, keep him distracted.
Right.
I was going about things all wrong. Like, I found the tool, but I didn't realize that that was the wrench. I thought it was just, like, because the picture looked more like pliers. So I was like, oh, do I need pliers for something? So then I was looking at... like trying to turn off the generator and then, like, trying to cut the wires, and that of course wasn't an option, and you know, he kept coming up fixing the generator when you turned it off and would walk away, and yeah, it took me forever to figure out to cut the belt on the generator, like, because I kept, like, going inside, and it was a big mess. It took me forever.
That part, I found the multi-tool before I went in the barn. I didn't take it because I was like, I mean, it's useful, but I'm going to try and not loot these people yet.
You're like, so, I don't need this.
But then when you talk to Kenny and he's like, what, you don't know how to pick a lock? And I was like, great, Kenny, thank you. But then I was like, no, we can figure it out. We got this.
Kenny's just standing around being unhelpful. Standing there.
Kenny's standing there being like, you like me better than Lily, right? Right? You're on my side?
Yeah.
Dang it, Kenny.
Yeah.
Like, I get, you're fine.
Yeah. 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 So...
I wanted to tell Not Creepy Brother that Larry was hitting on his mom, but I didn't think that would be enough distraction to get him out of the barn.
He was too. He was all about it. He was digging her. He was digging Cannibal Lady.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure if he was digging her because, like, I met a woman my age, or if it was like, you have food.
I think it was because, I mean, I figure, knowing Larry the short time that we have, but with the vehemency that he exhibits, to me it seemed almost like, you know, that it was because she had shelter, she had food, she had a good setup, you know? And so, you know, hey, I'm gonna chat you up, you know, but, and then every time that you would say something about the farm or about suspecting something, he would say, well, you told him to mind his own business, right? Like, because I went to talk to him after I talked to Larry, and Larry was like, there's something up with that barn, they're hiding something behind a door, and I went and talked to Lily, and Larry was like, but you know, and I was like, Larry thinks there's something up at the barn. He was like, but you told him to mind his business, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or Larry. Larry was telling me, but yeah. Yeah. So. But.
Did he have a heart attack?
Oh, yeah, yes. We'll get to that.
Oh, okay, that's later. I woke up to that part at some point.
Oh, gosh!
You didn't miss much.
She sleeps through a zombie apocalypse. A man having a heart attack is just, whoa. Wow.
I was really looking forward to that. Like,
oh, my gosh, it woke her from her slumber.
Hey, look at this. Look at this.
Look at this.
He's been waiting for this.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. All I know is when that came to me, you know, and she fell asleep, and I'm glad she was asleep because I went around that barn like 15 times into each of those stalls looking again, like, what am I missing? And I'm like, oh, I can leave the barn.
Oh! No, Mason. Oh. Mason, don't feel bad. I did the exact same thing. I just
thought like, about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really leave the barn.
I'm glad she's asleep. That would have been bad.
So, like,
give me that control.
I had already talked.
It was so frustrating.
Yeah. I had already talked to the guy, and I've been like, yeah, like, your brother wants to talk to you. And so he left, and I was like, well, what do I do now? Because I hadn't gotten the multi-tool yet. And I was like, well, crap. I got to get this thing off. Like, there has to be a something here. And so I looked in the stalls like 3 different times, each of them, walking around. And then I was like, can I go outside the barn? It seemed like I could at first. Like, for some reason, like, I went over there and I was like, it doesn't seem like I can go outside. You know, of course, then you do. He comes back if you've already, like, told him to leave. He's like, well, couldn't find him or something like that, or it turned out to be nothing.
Yep.
I
need this in yours here.
Yeah. So you find the room where they skin the animals, quote unquote. And
the abattoir.
And you say to yourself, yep, someone's gonna die tonight. This is not gonna turn out well. Something's going to happen. But
also,
yeah.
They didn't, like, sorry, I'm going to probably do this every time we talk about games. A good butcher cleans up after their space, like, after they make a mess, you clean it so that you don't, like, have cross-contamination
bacteria.
If something is bad, or, like, yeah, like, you don't have, like, rampant rot in your
there was blood
miter
everywhere.
Saw that you're cutting legs with, so.
Well, they just
everywhere.
They just, you know, got some strips from Mark, so they had to, you know, they were in a hurry.
That's probably true.
There was a hose with a spray nozzle on there, too, so they probably just didn't get around to it yet.
Yeah, that's true.
They had to hurry up and make dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which no one was actually inside cooking. It just...
Well, they're in a way.
Oh, that's
they
true.
Were.
It just fabricated.
Because Mom was sitting on the porch all the time, and she's like, dinner will be ready soon.
Yeah.
Wow. You're on the porch. No one is inside besides
magic,
Mark.
Natalie. Magic. Oh, yeah. So go inside for dinner. Dinner's ready. And, yeah.
Did anybody, I was wondering, I mean, could you skip washing your hands and just sit down, or does everybody just naturally just, you know, kind of knew what was going on and wanted to look around the house?
No, I think you have to leave the room.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
Right? Because she tells you to go and wash your... Oh, no. Well, he says it. He says, I'm going to go and wash my hands.
Yeah.
And then you exit the dining room and you go out in the hall and you're out in the hallway.
Yeah.
So I think you have to. It doesn't give you the option to wash your hands. I tried to wash my hands.
I did too.
I went over this.
It's like, I can look in their cabinet. That's it.
I'm going to wash my hands. Like, I feel
Which
busy.
BT does. Did anybody, like, look at the art that they had on their walls? It is, like, standard, like, cabin in the woods, like, where we picked the worst kind of creepy art that we could to put on their walls.
I might have.
Well, the one went to college. The one has a college degree. Because you can look at the things on the wall and he says, college educated, so they're not dumb. You know, they're pretty smart. didn't say what he got his degree in.
That doesn't say cannibalism. Anything. There's a lot of really smart, scary people out there.
That's true.
University of Phoenix.
Oh, and then you go upstairs, and I expected to find Mark, like, tied up and, like, about being ready to be killed. I wasn't expecting to find him, like, completely bottomless. Like, completely just cut off in the middle. I was like, whoa, what? Like, oh my god, Mark! You're horrific!
Yeah.
That was horrible. Like, It was crazy. Like, I wasn't expecting, like, that. I wasn't expecting it to get to that level. I was like, oh, no. And then you run downstairs, and, I mean, I guess everyone stopped them in time from eating.
I didn't.
No!
I did not.
Well, it's all based on a phrase. If you use the wrong phrase, she eats it.
What happened?
If you... Oh, go ahead.
I said, it's human. My first thought was, you know, it's people.
Yeah, it's people. Like, that's what I said.
Like, yes.
Silent Green is people.
Yep.
And Chomp, like, ooh, that's the wrong phrase.
So what happens when she eats it?
She talks to you about it afterwards, and reporter girl's like, did Clementine eat it? And I'm like, reporter girl, don't you care, like, what everyone feels? Not, like, what will hurt me the most to talk about. But, but that's okay.
I thought that was an interesting thing for her to ask, too. Like, very specific. Like, did Clementine eat the human?
Mm-hmm.
What about me? I mean, or what about anyone? Did anyone eat the human? Like, aren't you, why are you concerned about Clementine? Mind your own business.
That was where the other rewind in my playthrough, and I'm like, it's my second playthrough, and I pricked the wrong phrase again.
The
correct phrase is, you just shout, "Don't eat that," it's all in caps, so you shout it, and you sort of shock. Yeah, you shock Clementine, and she puts down her fork.
That's what I did. Like, she didn't eat it in mine. She stopped, and. Yeah,
but I was thinking to myself on the second playthrough when he's looking at the bookcase.
Yeah,
I was like, would have been a great inside joke if he says, picks up a book and it's like, "To serve man." inside joke. If you ever watched Twilight Zone.
Oh my gosh. So you gotta stop it, and then poor Mark comes crawling down the hallway.
Oh, gosh. It's like, dum, 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 dum.
I was like, oh, no. Is that Mark? Yes, it is. It's Mark crawling down the hallway. And everyone just loses it. They're just like, oh, my God.
You know, the one thing I wish was that they left the arrow in.
And cut his legs
off. Yeah, just cut his legs off. Just leave the arrow. They were just too rushed or bothered to take the arrow out and just wanted his legs.
Yeah.
Is it caught you back by that point, though? Because don't you come back with Mark being shot in the shoulder and then the rest of the group has come from the hotel? Like, at the same time. So I think Katja initially goes in with them to work on Mark. Yeah, and then I bet once she went back out to the barn.
When he was recovering.
Cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Yeah, so.
Yeah, but then it's amazing. They just sort of, you know, after a couple things of conversation, they just flat out admit it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, at that point, it was kind of like, what else are you going to say? It's either we tried to kill this man for fun, or we were killing him to eat.
Waste not, yeah. And it sounds like they have been doing this for a while, and so you have to wonder, like, how soon after the outbreak that they were like, this is the good idea.
Yeah, when do you make the decision?
I think they were doing it even before the outbreak,
Really?
Oh, that's spooky.
Before?
Yeah, I mean, there are people.
I don't know.
There are people. I mean, there are people out there now that, you know.
I mean, backwoods Georgia country, you know. You get the the students coming in on the field trips, and you know who's gonna notice if one goes missing.
Because it has a whole scenario planned out here. Great.
He's starting a novel.
Yeah.
This is great. About the backwoods Georgia.
This is like Hostel meets The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh God.
Yeah. So, all right. So then you're thrown into the meat locker.
Yes.
And
Larry has a heart attack.
Oh yeah, Larry has a heart attack. Oh, Larry. Good old Larry.
Entirely his fault.
Yes.
I'm so worked up, I tell you. Calm down, old man. Calm down. I know you're in a meat locker and you're about ready to be eaten, but it's okay. Take some breaths.
Nobody pointed out that. I mean, I would have pointed out, Larry, do you seriously think you yelling at them to open the door, they're going to say, oh, okay, I'll open the door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There was no getting through to him at that point, though.
What was that, Stanton?
There was no getting through to him at that point.
Oh, no.
That's true.
No,
yeah.
No. He was all hot and bothered. So you send Clementine to the vent.
Before that, you have to decide whether to help Lily do CPR on Larry Kenny kill Larry.
That's right. Yeah. So, thank you, Alex. So what did you guys choose to do?
I helped. Go ahead.
You helped kill Kenny, or? Kill Larry? You helped kill Larry, or you helped with Larry?
I gave CPR. CPR.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
I killed him.
Wow. Nurse Madeline also killed the man who was dead.
Oh my God!
So here's why. Normally with video games, I try and think about what the characters want to do and what the characters would do.
Yes, exactly.
Based on what knowledge they would have, which mm-hmm. is kind of hard with Lee because you start out with nothing.
Yeah.
But in this situation, when people code in the field so that we don't say the D word until they're pronounced by a medical professional in real life. But like if you have a heart attack out of a hospital, it is that you have a better chance of winning the lottery than coming back from that. And especially, he's had a lot of cardiac history. He's had to be hospitalized before. Since he needs nitroglycerin, he has angina. So he has severely occluded arteries already. And the nitroglycerin is just like helping oxygen get to the mostly dead parts of his heart when he gets it. So I was like, even if we get him back, he's gonna die within 24 hours. And I seriously doubt we're gonna get him back without something to shock him and electrocute him and bring him back. So I felt bad for Lily, but I didn't really want to draw it out.
That was a lesson right there. That was amazing.
So yeah, take care of your bodies, kids. Don't have heart attacks.
That's it. That's the whole goal.
Especially the zombie apocalypse.
Oh yes. Yeah. What is it? Rule number one, cardio, or number two?
Yep. Zombie land. Yep.
I did the CPR, and then just about peed my pants when Kenny over here just threw the brick against his head.
Salt Lake to the face.
Yeah.
Like, that's horrible.
I bet that tasted delicious.
You're like CPR, CPR, and bam.
that's quite a surprise when you've got your face close to his, like, oh!
Yeah.
You could have killed me with that salt.
Great. Yeah, yeah, for real! For real, Kenny! My goodness!
Thanks.
I just, Kenny frustrates me so much.
Kenny!
He has good intentions, but yeah. Go ahead.
No, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, most of the time, when it's go time, he's nowhere to be seen. You know, he shies away from the action.
Yeah.
Hey, Lee, you do this thing. I'm going to go over here.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. For real. For real. Yeah. And his whole thing is, I mean, I understand he has to protect his family about leaving. And I kind of like sided with him, I guess, like back at the camp or back at the motel. I was like, cause I was talking to Lily and Lily was like, yeah, he wants to leave. Like she can believe it. And I sided with Kenny. I was like, well, which is true. I mean, he needs to do what's right for his family, but you would have a better chance in that situation with people and not just being like, let me just take my wife and my child. And especially with him, because he doesn't take action.
He likes to tell people what to do.
Oh yeah.
Which is not always a bad thing, but
yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's very true.
And I didn't even realize until after we had killed Larry that Katja and Duck weren't in the meat locker with us. And then I was like, oh dang, this is go time. We have to get out.
Yeah, it took me a bit. It took me a bit to be like to realize, yeah. Yeah, 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 me too. But, yeah, so Larry's gone. So then Clementine comes back, or goes out, comes back, lets you out.
I literally started praying for Clementine when she was in the air vent. I was like, what am I doing? And then still kind of was praying for her as she was climbing through the air vent.
I know, yeah. It was a very... And then, like, at one point, she was like, oh, no, or something like that.
Yes.
Like, she put out this little surprise. Of course, if you noticed the place that she... that the vent let her out into, like, it's no wonder it was, like, a murder room.
Yes.
But... Lee even mentions that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible. Yeah, and so, yeah, because he mentions, like, after they get to the room, him and Kenny, and he's like, which Kenny is just like, I'm gonna go and do this. Thompson's doing, and of course, he's not listening. He just keeps on trudging on. Like, we're both gonna die.
So what was everybody's, and I just popped into my head, the Pulp Fiction moment. What was your weapon of choice as you're going through the...
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, hay rake, yeah. Sickle. Yeah, we're talking.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
And there was another one I didn't realize. There's a cattle prod in there.
Yep.
Oh, see, I only saw there was a taser. I saw the taser and I saw the hay hook, and I went with the hay hook.
Yeah, yeah. The taser and the... Was there just the three that you get picked from?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I did the hay rake, because I was like, the sickle, I will probably cut myself. The taser needs batteries or electricity or... charging or whatever.
Plus you gotta get up close and personal with the taser. Mm-hmm.
I mean, with all of them. But the hay hook could technically be useful in the future.
For a lot of things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah, that's what I would as well. Mason, did you go with the hay hook?
I grabbed the hook and then I grabbed the taser after that. So I ended up with the taser.
Okay. Did the taser work in your favor?
No, not really.
Oh, no. Did it work at all? Yeah, I mean, I know that the hay hook came in handy.
You didn't like it very much.
Nice. So you grab your stuff. I'm a little hazy. What happens after that?
You jump hide into the hide into one of those stalls.
Stalls. Yeah.
Oh yeah. The brother. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get out, and I got shot in the face immediately.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh god.
Yeah, it's like the Matrix. Everybody dies the first time.
That's what it feels like.
So did you guys choose to kill the brother?
Yes.
I killed that one.
Yeah.
I didn't kill the other one.
Yeah.
I realized Clementine was standing there, and I did not kill her.
Yeah, I didn't until after they're like, oh, Clementine saw what you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, Lily, why did you decide to come out at this point?
Yeah. Like,
why were you
There's
still not in there?
Still danger.
Yeah, that's I know. True. It's like, that's why true. Did you not wait for us to come and tell you, okay, you can leave now?
Lily was supposed to, like, watch Clementine, and then I was, yeah, exactly. That's a good point. That's a good point. Wow.
Yeah, and yet another time where Kenny comes up short.
Yeah. Kenny's like, I'm leaving.
But
before that, he sort of, like, sneaks back in the stall, like, oh, I can't do this.
Yes!
Does he?
Yeah. So you kill the brother, you go outside, go to the house to get Katja and the, and Duck.
And I died 20 times, probably.
No!
Yes, I had to look it up how to get past that.
Yeah, sure I died once because I didn't realize when she points the gun at you, there's a prompt to talk to her.
I didn't die at all there. I took it very slowly.
You have a cool head.
Very slowly. And, And then I noticed poor Mark up there. The zombie Mark.
How did he get back? I guess they took him back upstairs.
They were just like, up you go.
Was that Mark, though, or was that... Because it looked like it might have been someone else, but I don't know. It could be wrong.
I assumed it was Mark, but then thinking about it afterwards, I was like, he was downstairs. I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
The walkthrough said it was Mark.
Yeah, but what do they know?
Sure. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They're guessing like us.
I mean, unless they have, like, more people and more rooms upstairs. Like, I don't know who else it would be. But they could. They could just have a whole room full of dead bodies. That's great to think about.
Yeah.
So you back her up. She gets eaten by the zombie. Or bitten or whatever. And then you go outside to the other brother, right?
Yeah. Beat him to a pulp.
Oh, really? Did you really beat him to a pulp?
I did not kill him. I stopped.
Okay.
But I at least gave him at least four or five good
punches
across.
I gave him about eight good punches. Yeah.
His facial, you can kind of see in the last scene where he's taunting you, his facial bones are broken. Like, his the whole area around his eye is, sunken in. So you... He would not be standing that steadily in real life.
We got him. But, So did everyone, spare him?
I did.
Yeah. No, I left him to his fate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I guess he still dies, but...
Yeah, I would guess he's going to get eaten by zombies. You know, I mean, he's going to get just destroyed by zombies because they're breaking through the fence and he's just...
Yeah, because I was basically, there. You know, the zombies are coming. I don't have time to finish this. He can deal with it on his own.
Yeah, I was actually trying to be... I was trying to be merciful. Because I was like... Because in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, well, he seems to be a little more put together than the other brother.
I kind of felt bad for him because out of the three of them, it seems like he was the one that didn't really want any part of this.
He was just trying to protect his family and what he still had in this world.
He did seem a little more put together than the rest of them. And yeah, so and I was wanting to spare him, you know, and plus, like, you know, he had to deal with everything, you know, because his mom was, you know, you just told him that, because he was expecting his mom and his brother to still be alive. Like, he was like, they're going to come out of that house and you're going to regret this.
Yeah.
Like, they're not. Just kind of, it was really kind of a sad moment. I felt bad for telling because he seemed very devastated.
Yeah.
And then the zombies started coming in. I was like, oh, well, this isn't a mercy. This is just me leaving him to die. So I'm just not the one that's doing it.
Well, no, because I was thinking, like, we did turn off the generator, but I think he got it back running before we went inside to eat dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a little quick shortcut scene where the generator quit now.
Yeah. It's raining and whatever gas problems because they're idiots and they have an entire fence system running on gas generators.
Yeah, in retrospect, as they say, the credits roll. I realized, boy, I don't know what's cruel, to have killed them or to have walked away and said, you know, I'm leaving you to the zombies. Because in my playthrough, I left them all to the zombies, right? The brother in the barn is stuck in a bear trap. He ain't going nowhere. And, you know, the mothers, I think they, in one walkthrough, they said the mothers, you can see the mother coming down the steps already as zombie.
Yeah, she's
yes,
coming out.
Yes, you can. Yeah, like when it's showing the camera's back, I think when your group is walking away and it shows the zombies coming towards the brother that's still, you know, and then the mother is coming out of the house towards him as well. So,
yep.
Yeah.
So, do we know what dwell time is? Sorry. Do we know what dwell time is for this, like, how long it takes you to turn once you get bit if you're still alive?
In the game, it seems pretty quick.
Well, for the mom, it seemed quick, but then the chick in the hotel, like, it's however,
yeah,
like,
seemed to be,
know.
Yeah, I guess, based
I guess
on
it's
constitution,
because,
or, yeah.
I don't know if it's just she was part of the story that you had to make a decision, and so
yeah,
she gets a longer time.
That's one of the sloppy writing things of, you know, The Walking Dead, where it's just they never really properly explain or like show
what
like
is the science
yeah
behind this?
So it's like
yeah.
And it just feels like it's whatever's fitting to the story.
Mm-hmm. I mean, theoretically, the mom, if she got bit in a major artery, she could bleed out in minutes and then be a zombie. And,
yeah,
I mean, that would work for time.
Yeah. And yeah, I know in the TV series it seems to take a little bit longer. It doesn't take too long, but it seems to take longer than it has in the game,
yeah.
Except in the case of the woman in the motel in the beginning.
The TV and comic, it's basically you come down with a fever, and then,
yeah.
You know, after a while you stop breathing, and then you turn.
Yeah.
So.
So you die.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think that was it, right? That was...
The next big dilemma, the station
car.
Wagon.
The what?
The car, the station wagon.
Oh, the car. Oh, yeah, wow. I'm just, like, not together. So I for one, so I honestly didn't see personally anything wrong with the car seemed pretty abandoned. I mean, there wasn't anyone. It's like, why would someone leave this and still be alive? And just like, what, like out peeing, like what? So,
when you gotta go
right and like just leave all the car doors open. But you know, so like personally, if I was by myself and came up in that situation, I would probably be like, okay, this stuff is okay to take. Like, I don't think anyone's like going to come back and claim it. But I felt really bad for Clementine seeing me murder the brother, and so I wanted to get on her good side. So when she was, you know, being like, I'm not going to take anything, you know, or I don't think that we should because it might be someone's, I took her side only because I felt really bad for seeing, for her seeing me murder someone. Mm-hmm. So I stood back and watched everyone else loot the stuff that probably later on we're going to take part in anyways. Like, you know, like, yeah. Lee's really is going to stand by and be like, no, I'm not going to eat this food.
And, you know, go ahead. That we've had for 2 weeks.
Right, go ahead. But in the moment, it seemed like the right thing to do. So I stood back. I didn't partake in the looting of the car.
I did the same thing.
Yeah, the second Clementine says no, that's, well, I got my orders. There's no way I'm going against.
Because then you just feel like a scumbag would be like, well, screw you, we're taking the money, we're taking the all the stuff.
Didn't you say that you looted?
I did.
Yes, I took it.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm ruining that thing where it's like nurses are like the most trusted professionals in the United States. No. Y'all are like, nope. No, and
anyone who loots is a scumbag. Val is like, I looted.
Yeah, and if you look, which I guess you don't get to do that until you decide, yeah, it's okay, we're going to take the stuff in the back. But, like, if you look at the stuff that's in the back of the car, it's all stuff that a person with, like, forethought and planning has put into this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they had some idea of how to survive.
Yeah, yeah.
And then their car is out with their keys in the ignition, with the lights on, with all the doors open. Something has happened.
Exactly.
And they had to leave. And, like, there's no signs of struggle. There's no blood anywhere. But something happened, and they had to run away and didn't have time to be like, I'm going to shut all this down to help protect this spot from anybody coming to it. And I'm sure I'm going to regret, like, everyone next episode will be like, yeah, you decided to take that stuff. And I'm like, and you all took it from my hands. Except that won't be an option when they're like, yeah. And Kenny's like, yeah, we let that kid die. And I'm like, but Duck is alive, but I can't say that to you because I just have to, like, regret every decision I make in this game.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a pretty, like, series-wide
theme.
Series-wide theme. Even in the TV series, you know, you regret decisions all the time. Like, in the game. It does seem like every decision you make, like, there's always, like, someone being like, why did you side with that person? I'm like, I don't know. Like, it seems like the right thing to do, but people are yelling at me now.
And if you do decide to loot, and Clementine comes up to you at the end, she's like, are you sure it's okay? And you're like, yes, people are gone. Something happened, you know. It's okay. Oh, yes. And look, here is a sweatshirt just for you. It is just your size. And she's like, okay. And and then it's okay.
Something's going to happen next episode. It's all going to come up. It's all going to come up. I just know it. I just know it. All right. Well, we went over.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. It's awesome. It's awesome. Well, and plus we started late, so comparable. But, so for next week, we'll play episode 3. Same time, same place next week. But, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Alan.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Awesome.
Don't hate nurses. I'm just...
No.
No.
It's so funny. We're just like, well, we had this nurse girl one time.
And she was a scumbag, so.
She really opened our eyes.
In any disaster scenario, that's one of the prized professions. You get a nurse or an EMT, you get a hold of them because, you know, they're your medical team.
You got a twofer right here.
And then plus, and then you gave us a very valuable lesson on heart attacks. So
we'd be in the cooler going, Larry, she says you're going to die.
I'm so sorry, Larry. I'm not, but
Oh, Larry.
I'm sorry, Lily. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Lily.
Yeah, poor Lily. All right, guys.
I'm sorry, Lily, but Kenny, deploy the Salt Lake.
Oh, well, you guys have an awesome weekend. And I'll see you guys next Tuesday.
See ya. Right. Nice to meet ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Great. Nice meeting you. All right.
Bye.